Hey, this is Wes. So I thought I'd leave the year with this podcast and going into next year with a simple thought about how you might approach something next year, how I'm going to approach everything going forward. And I was talking to a good buddy of mine who has a business. He's trying to... Actually, we met years ago because his business, it's an insurance business, and he helps people with employee benefits and health care, all things insurance for a small business. And he had an idea for a software that he'd actually gotten started on with some company that was starting to build it. And he wanted me to look at it. He heard that I was in software. And so we met, and I looked at it, and it was really complicated. It was, in his mind, he needed to offer a lot of things for it to be valuable, for him to even be able to describe what it is. And I remember at the time saying, dude, just start with like 10% of this. Then it's easy to describe. And I could tell he felt that that wouldn't be enough value. Well, you know, and he's looking at competitors. He's looking at other companies that are offering these big HR services that have onboarding and offboarding and paid time off and vacation stuff and all kinds of HR documents and this massive system that's expensive and built for people that want and need all that in one system. We were recently talking. And I was like, dude, okay, what happened this year that was a real pain in the ass for your customers that you could start next year with a really simple utility to help them with that? So simple that you feel like they might just chuckle at it. Like, oh my God, really? Like, but they would get it. They would understand it. It would be easy to, you don't need a salesperson to sell it. They don't need training. It's not this big. This is going to come in and we're going to roll it out. And all your employees, this is just real simple. Something that helps them or their employees with a pain in the ass thing that happened. Because he's working his butt off and treading water, trying to figure out how to grow his business. I'm like, dude, this is perfect. You have several hundred customers that are very similar and would probably eat it up if it did something that is just a fraction of what, Namely or any of these big HR services are doing. Just do and offer it to them. I mean, he knows them real well. Say, look, you could do it almost in a weekend or have someone help you. Like, say, hey, I created this thing. I think it's going to help going into next year. Something that organizes or solves a little problem that they're having. Start so small that competitors wouldn't even think you're on the map. You just quietly come in and you start offering it to your customers. Maybe give it to them as a value add of just being a customer for a while, and then figure out how to come in and charge $20 a month for something that most people are way overdoing and charging hundreds of dollars per user per month. Come in with something that's just, why not? Why not start so simple that they don't even think, they won't even hear about you? That's pretty much what Schedulefly did, right? And still does. It's like most competitors, they're scratching their head wondering how we're getting all these customers when we do a 25% of what they do. Everyone else is going big and trying to offer some big enterprise integrated ecosystem suite of tools that's way too much for lots of businesses. They claim you can turn them on and off. You can pick your version, standard edition, professional edition, enterprise. No, just offer one simple tool. Start there. Maybe you never do anything else. Maybe all of a sudden you get 1,000 customers paying you $20 a month and you have $20,000 a month income for the company that you didn't have last year or 2-3 years ago. However long, it'll take a while, but just why not? Now's the time. Everybody is overdoing it. And personally, like all the things that are valuable to me are real simple and solve one little problem. And there's a bunch of them. And I would never want them all in one package. I would never want a gift basket-like package of stuff that looks really great on the outside. It's wrapped real pretty. All the stuff sticking out. Wow, look at that. It looks awesome. And then I start looking through it and it's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of, you know, half-assed products or gifts, or, you know, give me something real small that's real valuable that I can't live without. Anyway, that's the thought. Start so small with something that you're kind of afraid they might laugh at you. Anyway, have a great holiday. Thanks for listening. Take care.